Hi, welcome to Dive In, the radio broadcast ministry of Deeper Life Fellowship in Mobile, Alabama. I'm Pastor Mark Wyatt, and we are so honored that you'll be with us for the next few minutes as we dive into the life-giving Word of God in order to know Him better and love Him more than we ever have. I believe that in the next few minutes, you're going to have a fresh, vital encounter with Jesus as you listen. Welcome back to Dive In. I'm Pastor Mark Wyatt of Deeper Life Fellowship in Mobile, and we're talking with Peter Paris, a wonderful friend of mine and mentor, who has written a new book that we're very excited about called The Truth of the Gospel, Exposing False Gospels and Anti-Biblical Practice and Belief. And if you'll keep listening at the end of this broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a copy of this book for free. You can order it online at any time. You can go to Amazon.com when the show is over. Wait until it's over. But then you can get by Peter Paris, P-A-R-R-I-S, The Truth of the Gospel. Peter, as we've been talking over this last few broadcasts about the truth of the gospel, you know, it struck me at the end of our last time together, we mentioned how the idea that we have a new birth, a new covenant, that Christ in us is the hope of glory, that that actually lends to, it brings us into experiential victory over sin, over addictions, over the power of sin in our life. You know, one of my favorite lines ever in a hymn is, "He breaks the power of canceled sin." That even, I wish that was in the scripture, just word for word, because I love it so much, that sin had, even sin that's already been canceled in our lives, still holds power over us. And that victory then is good news, and traditionally I've been told that gospel means good news. So now let me add, here's what I want to put before you. It seems like as we're talking, as we've been talking about the kingdom of God, about victory over sin, that the good news entails more than just the message, the story of Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection. So explain to us a little bit what the gospel really is.
Well, it takes us beyond what you're saying. You know, thank God for these sort of elemental truths. But much of what people think the good news is about is whether I'm going to heaven or hell. But to be honest about it, there's lots of people that wouldn't mind if Jesus wasn't in heaven, as long as they don't right. go to hell.
That's a good point. Yeah,
because they've got no relationship with him now. Mm. So the fact of going to heaven if Jesus wasn't there, well, so what? You know, they've never known him here. Why should they know him there? And remember, Jesus did say, "You know, why call ye me Lord and do not the things that I say?" And there's much more to be had for life and living and knowing your new identity in Christ, knowing your measure of Christ that is given to you by the Holy Spirit, your gifting, your ability, the ability to grow up, not only being conformed to Christ, but being able to testify to an aspect of Christ himself, which is yours by way of gifting and identity, which belongs to no one else. Mm. We're members of the body of Christ, members in particular. And so the body is used as an analogy, the physical body, to portray a truth of Jesus, the head, and his body, the church.
Peter, as I was looking at your book, The Truth of the Gospel, on the back, there's some wonderful quotes. I'm going to put my glasses on here, which I won't have when we get our new bodies. readers of The Truth of the Gospel, it says, will find biblical exposition of foundational truths, including God's sovereignty, Jesus is the only way to the one true God, predestination, the power of the new birth, and the implications of Christ in you, as we've been speaking about this last couple of days, the validity of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the victorious nature of the kingdom of God. They will gain insight into difficult passages, such as no one who is born of God sins and all the evil that the Lord had brought on him. Other things on here that they will be encouraged in their faith and love of God. What might we expect our lives to look like? How do you think, Peter, our lives would change if we really were to take to heart the truth of the gospel, if we were to see the scripture for what it is and Jesus for who he is? What would that actually do to our lives as a whole?
Well, we were subject to the power of sin and the dominion of sin. That is, we thought wrong, we acted wrong, there was nothing that we could do, even our righteousness in God's sight was as filthy rags. But what happens when you're born of God, when he fathers you? Jesus said, I send to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. And he's not ashamed to call us brethren, because we're all of one. And so we're of this Father. So the gospel elevates us from being always under the dominion of sin to where the Apostle Paul simply says, sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Mm. And that there's victory, there's overcoming, there's conquering. These words are biblical words. All the promises are to the overcomers. And what the Lord is offering us is what he said initially, I've come that you might have life and might have it abundantly. So it isn't some sort of dutiful, hard thing to become a Christian and always sort of browbeat in my own body. No, it's a joyful, glorious relationship that we have now with God himself. It's the Father who loves us. It's Jesus who loves us. We have the love of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. We hear his voice. We become aware of his presence. It gives us this glorious faculty of spiritual being, of being known in the Spirit. That's where our relationship to God is. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. So this elevates us out of a natural ability and natural talent into sharing the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's an incredible truth, Peter, and it's very encouraging for all of us. It makes me want to go forward. In fact, it makes me want to get this book into the hands of everybody listening today and let them share it with all their family and friends. And hopefully you'll have to go into a 20th, 21st, 22nd printing after people start passing this book around. Everybody wants a copy. Would you sign every one of those yourself and inscribe them to everybody who gets one?
If that's what they wanted, I'd do it. It doesn't have to come with my signature. My whole intent in writing this is let's be at least like the Bereans who search the scriptures to see if these things be so.
Good. Peter, thank you so much for the time you've spent with us. It's been so great to be with you again. And we look forward to hearing from you and seeing what all God does in your life. Thank you again for your time. This is Dive In. You've been listening to a conversation with Peter Paris about his book, The Truth of the Gospel, Exposing False Gospels and Anti-Biblical Practice and Belief. In just a moment, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of this book.
One of the outstanding things in my heart that sort of burdens me to want to get us back to what the scripture says is the fact that when the Lord Jesus is with his seven churches, he's in the midst of them, he's passing his judgment, his opinion, his assessment on where they are. It's how far these Christians were away from the assessment that Jesus had. The ultimate, of course, is you have a name that you're alive, but I think you're dead. Well, that's a terrible that's a terrible discrepancy. Another church, of course, Laodiceans, think they are rich and in need of nothing. Now, Jesus said, I think you're poor, you're naked, you're wretched, you're miserable, wow. You're blind. And so what I'm seeking to say, why should we think that our assessment of ourselves is right and any other assessment doesn't? No, what does Jesus think of our lives? What does he think of our church? And so it's coming back to the scriptures to save us ever being assessed by Jesus as totally different to our own assessment.
Wow, I've heard it said recently that, you know, we all expect that when we walk into the presence of God face to face on that day that we'll hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. But if you haven't done well, right?
Yeah, the Lord Jesus will not lie just because it's you. So he won't say, well done, unless you've done well. He won't say good if you haven't been good. And he won't say faithful servant if you haven't been a faithful servant. And we're smiling about this, but how serious a matter that is if we all think we're all going to receive, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And the crowns, said Jesus, see no man steal your crown. Mm. They can be stolen. They can be taken from us. And crowns are for overcomers. Crowns are for conquerors. Crowns are for those who triumph. And the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God leads us in his triumph in Christ.
Well, may it be a reality in all of our lives. And I pray that all of us listening will move into more triumph and more overcoming than we ever have before, because of the presence of God in us. Thank you again, Peter. It was good to have you with us.
And so ends our discussion with Peter Paris, the author of The Truth of the Gospel, Exposing False Gospels and Anti-Biblical Practice and Beliefs. I hope you've enjoyed the interview we've had with Peter over the last few days. And again, let me tell you, you can get this book absolutely free. There's two ways to do that. One is you can email us here at radio@deeperlifefellowship.com. That's radio@deeperlifefellowship.com. And you can also click on that. You can get there by clicking on the logo on our website at deeperlifefellowship.com or dlfmobile.com. Or you can call us at area code 251-634-1002. Again, that's 251-634-1002. And if you would just leave your name and address, we will be happy to mail you a copy of this brand new book. You know, I love talking with Peter so much because he seems to really get this importance, that the supremacy of the rule and reign of God and the essence of the kingdom. So let me just encourage you once again to seek the kingdom of God first. You know, that's what Jesus told us to do. He said, if you seek first the kingdom, then all these things will be added to you. All the what things? Well, the things that we need in life that we seem to chase after so much. So if we seek the kingdom, what's the kingdom? Well, it's simply a king's domain. In fact, when the word is used in Scripture, most often it's used to refer to, it means authority to rule. So if we will submit and surrender our lives to God's authority to rule, what we'll find is we'll taste of the Lord and see that he's good. We'll see that his rule and reign in our lives is good, and that God's desire is to take the things of heaven and make them our experience, to translate those things and manifest them in this world. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. You know, it means something new to me now that when Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And, you know, I used to think that just meant he can't go to heaven. But I believe there's a lot more to that. I believe Jesus is saying, until we get born again, unless we're born again, we won't really be able to get in on the activity of the realm of God that is available all around us, that the Lord really wants to use us to bring into this world, to see people delivered from demonic oppression and infestation, to see marriages restored, to see people rescued from sin, from addictions, from the power of sin, from the guilt and shame of their past. You know, it goes on and on, to see the ways that the Lord really wants to rescue us. And isn't that what being saved is? He rescues us. So I just really want to encourage you. Let me pray for you one more time. Father, thank you for these listening. Lord, I pray that you've spoken to their hearts, even this one broadcast. Lord, I pray that there would be something in there that would move us to really seek your kingdom like never before, and to go after the things of God, to get our lives in line with everything you are. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We honor you. And we submit to you in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, if you'd like to hear this broadcast in its entirety, all five parts, you can go to our website, deeperlifefellowship.com, and you'll find it there under messages, deeperlifefellowship.com or dlfmobile.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, we'll see you back here at Dive In.